Blog Talk Radio.
Totally Healed Radio. How y'all doing this morning? I am so excited this morning to be bringing my spiritual father, Bishop Kevin Luckett, on with us today. And he's been talking to us all year about being fabulously filled. And today he's going to tell you how being fabulously healed goes right along with being fabulously filled, that being fabulously healed is a part of that. You know, this show is all about healing, being totally healed in every area of your life. I'm going to read you a scripture, and I'm going to bring him home. In Proverbs, the fourth chapter, it talks about father's wise advice. And so he's going to give you some advice today and talk to you today. I just want you to hear what he's saying wholeheartedly so that you can receive your healing in every area of your life. Proverbs, the fourth chapter, verse 22, my child, pay attention to what I say. Well, they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. And so that's what I want you to receive on today as you're listening to Bishop. I just want you to receive your total healing, and we're going to bring him right on. We're not going to delay. Good morning, Bishop Luckett.
Good morning. Good morning, hon. How you doing this morning?
I am doing wonderful. I'm so excited about having you on today. I've been thinking about it all week, and I know that you've been talking to us about being fabulously filled. So I named our show today Fabulously Healed. So I want you to talk to us and tell us how, you know, being fabulously filled includes our healing. And how, you know, that is included. And you and Apostle, y'all talk a lot about healing. And y'all have taught me a lot about walking in my healing. So I want you to share with our listening audience today about how being fabulously we feel includes their healing.
Oh, wow. First of all, I want to thank you for allowing me to come on your show and be able to speak to your listeners, and I would say this is an opportunity, a great opportunity for the kingdom to be glorified, because when the Lord gave us the word to put out over the atmosphere to his people that this would be the year that we would be fabulously filled, and that's the totality, as you said earlier, of everything concerning his people. Every area of our life is going to be fabulously filled. I mean, there's not going to be any lack, but we have to be believers in that. We can't just think God is just talking just to be talking. When he speaks to us, we must take it serious, and we must believe every word. And one of my favorite scriptures is that the Psalm 107 and 20, where it says, God sent his word and healed them. Notice what he said. God sent his word. The word came first and healed them of all of their destructions. Everything healed and delivered us from every destruction. So what God is doing this year is he's just giving us a tremendous amount of word. And as that word comes forth, is going to do exactly what it was sent to do. We must believe it. Now, this is a move of grace from God's side, because he doesn't have to do this. This is something he has chosen to do for his people. I mean, some of us are going to wake up as we believe the word, hear the word, digest the word, and repeat the word every day, every chance we get. Some of us are going to lay down in the condition, but overnight we're going to wake up in another condition, totally healed. That's what's going to happen in this season, that miraculous things are going to happen. The Lord told us that he was going to speak to us tremendously through the prophetic this year, that we should not miss any time or opportunity to receive a word from him. And I mean, and the reason why I think that's so powerful is because a lot of people have that nonchalant attitude about church. And I can understand, because the enemy has done a wonderful job of diverting our attention from the true church and the true word of God, with all of the foolishness, all of the hypocrisy, the phonies, the liars, the hypocrites. And while we've been paying attention to them, we've been missing the real church. Because the real church is flawless. The real church still has power. The real church is still delivering, still saving, still healing and setting free. But the enemy has come in, the Bible said, and planted a seed somewhere that's calling us to be distracted from the real church. And we got to get back in place with God. With all of the stuff that's going on in society now, social media as have a big part of it. We can't afford to be sidetracked about stuff that has nothing to do with us. We're citizens of another kingdom. We belong to another kingdom, so therefore we are governed by another kingdom. So while we live here on earth, we should not be moved by the things that's going on in the earth, because we are covered. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We are absolutely covered. So God has just put a word out there, and I'm believing it. In fact, I'm going to be preaching on it tonight and tomorrow morning, because I mean to drive this word home in the hearts of the believers, because it will work if we believe it and trust God at everything that he says he's going to do for us, because I'm looking for it. I've gone through too much. I've suffered too much. I've went without a lot of stuff too long not to believe what God is saying to me. And we know God is not a man that he should lie. So
That's right.
I'm holding him to his word, and I want to encourage all the other believers to hold him to his word as well. Because the Bible, like I said earlier, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all of their destruction. So if God is saying we're going to be fabulously filled, that means every area, healing, spiritually, mentally, physically, these areas got to come in line with the word of God.
Amen, amen. And I mean, you know, speaking to our listening audience, a lot of the people that I minister to deal with physical healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to really minister to them concerning their physical, you know, healing. Those that have been diagnosed with sickle cell disease or cancer or lupus.
Right.
Things like that.
Right. Oh, wow. Wow. Well, that's very, very easy. The Bible talks to us, those of us that have been in church a while have heard it numerous of times, of the 10 lepers who had an encounter with Christ. And the Lord sent them to the priest and said, go show thyself to the priest. Go show thyself to the priest. In other words, what did he do? He sent them to church. He sent them to church. And on their way to church, expecting to get a word of confirmation, something happened in the process. And he never said he was going to heal them. He just said, go show yourself to the priest. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So as we point out directions towards where healing comes from, then out of that obedience, healing would take place. If God can heal what would be considered cancer of that day, which is called leprosy, then God can heal cancer and sickle cell or whatever else is trying to linger in your bodies today. But we got to point ourselves in the right direction and watch the healing manifest. And by on the way to the priest, they hadn't even reached the priest yet, because watch this. The reason I believe the healing took place before they got to the priest, because the healing wasn't coming from man. The healing came from God. And so before man could get involved, the healing took place, which lets me know that was a supernatural move of God that moved on their part that healed them. So I'm saying to anybody that's dealing with something that does not belong in your body, you don't have to take medicine to maintain nothing. I don't want to maintain something that I don't need. I want to get rid of it. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Amen. Now,
these diseases in our physical bodies are like trash in our homes. We need to take the trash out. Hello, somebody.
Wow.
We need to take it out. And God has sent his word. His power is present to heal us and deliver us. We just need to open up our faith and let the word do what it's going to do. I'm telling you, you start believing God like we take those pills, God will heal our bodies. I'm a firm believer of that. So we don't have to maintain anything. We can get rid of it. Because the Bible said, by his stripes, we are healed. Right now, I'm healed. And you got to keep speaking this until you see manifestation. Sometimes we're people of this. We like this. If we get a word of faith, our faith is strong. Yes, we believe in it. I mean, we're leaving out encouraged. We're smiling. We're laughing. And we're believing God. But soon as a little bit of pain show up or something doesn't go right or we get a report from the doctor, our faith levels go back down.
Mm.
You can't do that.
Wow.
You got to stay positive all the way through. You got to stay positive all the way through. Because, see, the enemy knows if he can get you to start doubting God, then the healing won't manifest. So any little thing that he can put in your head, he'll have a friend call up and start talking about, oh, you know what, you just on my heart, and I just thought, you know, I want to call you, see how you're doing, and, you know how to talk. How you feeling? Are you still hurting? No. We're not going to rehearse this anymore. I'm in my healing process.
Yes.
And that's what you got to do. You got to guard your spirit. Because some people will get in the conversation with you and cause you to start speaking stuff that you're trying to speak against. And you can't do that. You got life and death is on the power of the tongue. If you're going to speak positive, if you're going to speak healing, you got to keep yourself in that atmosphere until it manifests. That's how it works.
Yes, that is so good. And you said something so important. Obedience, you know, those lepers were obedient. They did what was told of them. And so there are times that you're going to get instructions, and you're getting instructions this morning on how to get your healing and how to keep it.
Yes.
So you got to obey. You got to believe the word, but you also got to obey it. You got to do what it tells you to do. If a bishop or an apostle or somebody give you instructions on healing, you got to obey it. Even if, like you said, that, you know, he gave them instructions. He didn't say, I'm going to heal you on your way. He just told them, go show yourself to the priest.
Right.
But
exactly.
They got on their way because they were obedient. They did exactly
what
he told them to do. So that's the reason why I read the scripture before you came on this morning, because we're getting wise advice from our spiritual father. He's my spiritual father.
Yes.
He's our spiritual father this morning on the radio for all of you listening.
Praise the Lord.
Take the advice, the wise advice from our spiritual father this morning that he's giving you.
Lord.
And I am a living witness of that healing. His wife, Apostle Zoe, was very instrumental in helping me receive my healing. I told that testimony a few weeks ago. But also, you know, a few months ago, I was in a really bad car accident, and they told me I had a broken vertebrae in my back, and Bishop was instrumental helping me through that, you know, healing you know, of my back, and he'll tell you, I kept going, I believed the word of God, I did not stop, people were surprised when I was reviving again, and, you know, just, you know, keep going, and was able to, but I didn't stop believing God for my healing, I didn't obeying, I didn't stop moving. I kept going. I kept getting, you know, if I had to get hands laid on me two or three times, that's what I did.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Sometimes, you know, it might take that, but it increased my faith, and I witnessed a miracle within my own self. And I'm so grateful for that. And so I am a believer that you can be healed from cancer, that you can be healed from sickle cell, that you can be healed from lupus. And I'm a living witness of that, because I'm healed from cancer and sickle cell. And it's like you said, Bishop, people are called, and, you know, when I say healed from sickle cell, a disease that, you know, they say there's no cure, you know, people look at me kind of strange. They don't really believe me, like, really?
Right.
Pain, you're not hurting right now, but so-and-so in the hospital and this person in the hospital, and I never varied from that. And sometimes I have people, you know, introduce me to other people, and they say, well, she got sickle cell, and I'm like, no, let me correct you. I had sickle cell.
Exactly.
I was born with sickle cell, but I was born again. And so you have to reiterate that to people a lot of times because they still believe in, you know, what they knew about you and what you used to be and where you were. And so it's up to you to continue to confess that you are healed. Because people are going to say what they want to say, but if you want to hold on to what God has given you, you got to continue to speak that. And so as I was thinking about the show all week, I'm like, I know that being fabulously healed, that healing is included. So I named this show Fabulously Healed because we want them to understand what it means to be like fabulously healed. What does that mean to you when you think about somebody saying they're fabulously healed?
Well, I think one major thing, let me first do this so people can get a full understanding of what we're saying. When you say fabulous, because I'm trying to, I can do this here. Yeah. It says in the Webster Dictionary, very large in amount or size. Very large in amount or size. So whatever God is going to do in our lives in this season is going to be very, very big. It's going to be huge. And it's not going to be in a small quantity or some portion. It's going to be in a great size of what he's going to do. Enormous, if I can say it that way, in our lives. That's what it means to be fabulously filled, that he's going to, whatever he's going to do, he's going to do it and like overflow, if I can go back to Bible term. It's going to overflow. It's large, very large in amount or size. In other words, when he does it, you won't have to go back and have it done again. It's going to be done and complete. Complete and done. This is the season where he's going to do it fabulously. I mean, there's not going to be any lack anywhere. But we have to catch a hold of it. You know, as you were talking a few minutes ago, the Lord showed me a hospital. And I was trying, as I listened to you, I was trying to figure out why am I looking at a hospital. And while you were talking, the Lord says, where do sick people go? And I said, okay, all right, I got it, the hospital. He said, why? And I said, because they're sick. He said, that's why I want them come into the sanctuary. I said, why you were talking? Because if you're sick, you go where sick people are. If you claim in healing, you need to go where people that are believing God for healing, that's where they are, in the church. So you, if you're believing, you got to be in a positive atmosphere if you're going to believe God for anything. I mean, everything we do is separated by groups. If you look at this world, when you want to go shopping, you go to the mall, a shopping mall. That's because that's where the people that are shopping, that's where they're hanging out. Well, if you believe in God for healing, go where people are believing God for something so you can get in that atmosphere and so your faith can stay where it's supposed to be so you can receive what you're looking for to receive from the Lord.
Amen. So basically, you know, we know that the healing power flows so heavily in Kingdom Works International and at My Father's House in Columbus. So if you're listening today and you haven't visited these places, make it your business to get to Kingdom Works International tonight at 7 p.m., 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, for Kingdom Works International in Conyers, Georgia, 394. And then give us the address for our church in Columbus, Georgia. Is that
3604 Macon Road in Columbus, Georgia. Services at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning.
And if you, like myself, have experienced healing in these places, what I'm getting out of what he's saying is you can't just come one time and say, you know, I'm healed, I'm good, I'm going to go on about my business. No, continue talking. Stay in that atmosphere.
You got to stay in the atmosphere.
Because you're going to...
Angel?
Yes, sir.
Let me say this while you're saying what you just said. Over the 40-something years I've been preaching, I've seen in numerous occasions where people have came for prayer and God touched them, God healed them, God delivered. I've seen it. And they came back with the testimony. They were healed. But they didn't stay in the church. They went back out doing some stuff they weren't supposed to be doing, back in areas where they weren't supposed to be. And what God delivered them from came back.
Mm.
It literally came back. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what does he say? In John chapter 5, the man that Jesus told him to rise up and walk, the Bible said when Jesus came back to the temple, he found him there, which means he stayed in the atmosphere that set him free. And notice what Jesus said. Jesus told him, rise up and be healed. But when he came back and saw him in that atmosphere, he said, now be made whole.
Wow.
What is that telling you? You can be healed but not be whole.
Wow.
And we don't want just a partial. We want a totality of what God has for us. So we have to stay in those environments. And while I'm saying this is, I don't want to speak against anybody's church, but I do have to defend the kingdom.
Right.
And some of these places are not really preaching and teaching the kingdom doctrine of healing where people can get what they need from God. So you got to first analyze where you are. Are you getting what you need for what you believe in God for? Come on, if you're hungry and you want to go to Golden Corral to eat, when you get there, you don't want to see rocks and pebbles on the buffet. You want to see food on the buffet because that's what you're coming for. So why go to church looking for a word that speaks to your situation and you getting rocks and pebbles or a cute sermonette? Or some type of something that just made you feel good, but didn't really do anything for what you were looking for God for. See, we're living in critical times now, and we got to make a decision. Is this feeding my spirit? Is it feeding my soul? Am I getting what I really need from God in the place that I am? If I'm not, then I got to move. It's time to make adult decisions about your spiritual life. And stop worrying about what people going to say and how people going to feel. Let me say it like this. If you went to a doctor and a doctor misdiagnosed you, you will be a fool to go back to that same doctor. Am I right?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Because...
yes, sir.
Come on now. That's just common sense. If he misdiagnosed you, give you the wrong medicine for something you don't have, you're not going to go back to that doctor. So why do we keep going back to the same old church services that ain't doing nothing for us? Find out where God is and get what you need from God and plant yourself right there so you can stay completely healed and fabulously filled.
Amen. That is so true. That's good, Bishop. That's good. And, you know, I have to... share a testimony because when you're in a place where you get healed and it's best to stay connected to that place.
There was
a time when a lot of people know my testimony of my healing at Kingdom Works, but I left Kingdom Works and went, I moved out of state. I moved to Virginia. And while I was in Virginia, I was actually getting better. But I came back home to Atlanta, and I did not reconnect with Kingdom Works right away. And during that time of being disconnected, I went to the hospital, and they overdosed me. They could have killed me.
Wow.
You know? they overdosed me, and I thought about it much later that it was because I was up under the protection that I was up under before that happened. But by the grace of God, you know, my life was spared. You know, but I could have been, you know, never heard from, you know, or seen again with an episode like that. So I just learned, you know, and that's why by me being reconnected and connected at the time I had that accident, even though I had an accident, for somebody else, it probably would have been much worse than it was for me.
Come on.
My car was cold, you know what I'm saying? But I walked away from that accident. But I was under divine protection. You know, I was under, you know, where I got my healing from. I understand the value of staying connected and, you know, plugged in. So what you're telling them, and I told y'all, y'all was going to get some wise instructions on today from my father. So you might want to listen. And, you know, a lot of people are stuck in religion. Religion tell us, well, don't stop here. Don't leave here and go here and go there. But the woman with the issue of the blood, she kept going from doctor to doctor until she got her healing. So if you go from doctor to doctor till you get your healing there, why wouldn't you go to another church or another place, where, you know, sanctuary where they're healing at?
Exactly.
You do that with your eating, you know. If you can't satisfy you, you try McDonald's. If it ain't McDonald's, you go to Taco Bell.
Right.
No different in the spirit realm. So go where you can get your healing. Get fabulously filled in every area. You're listening on today, and you know, you don't have to ponder, you don't have to wonder anymore. Get to Kingdom Works International on Saturday night at 7 p.m. Get to my father's house on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. because I can assure you that healing atmosphere is already there. You could get healed riding up on the parking lot before you even get inside of the sanctuary, because it's just that potent and just that powerful. And so I want y'all to be healed. I want y'all to experience what I experienced on a daily and weekly basis, you know, when I'm not even supposed to be able to do what I'm doing right now. But God said otherwise. But I'm walking, I'm being fabulously filled and fabulously healed in every area of my life. And so that's the reason for this show, Totally Healed, because I understand that it's very important. Like you said, he said, be made whole. I want you to talk about that some more, where you were saying a person can be healed but not be whole. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Well, healing speaks to this area in life, a specific area. It targets a certain area. But when Jesus said be made whole, that speaks to every area concerning you. Man is a body.
Yes, sir.
Are you there? Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm
there. Man is a trichotomy, body, soul, and spirit. And so when the Lord says be healed, that, like I said, that targets a certain area that is not well. But when he says be whole, that covers every area of your life. And that's what God wants to do. God just not, he's not just satisfied with just healing us when we have mental problems or we have spiritual problems. He wants to complete the whole package, because the whole package belongs to him anyway. Are you hearing
what I'm saying? That's right.
All of us. So he's concerned about everything. He's concerned about your happiness. He's concerned about your finances. He's concerned about your physical. He's definitely concerned about your spiritual. So for him to just say be healed, but then leave another area in your life lacking or without or hurting, then that doesn't make him, he wouldn't be God. But God is not a healing. God wants to make us completely whole, and that's where we need to be in this season, completely whole, not temporary deliverance, but total deliverance. That's where we are. We need total deliverance. Some people, when I say temporary deliverance is that, okay, just make the pain go away right now.
Right.
You know,
right,
just stop,
right.
stop hurting right now. No, I want it to go away forever.
Right.
And it doesn't belong to me. I don't want to tolerate it. I don't want to put up with it. I want it completely out of my life and never to see it again forever. That's what being whole is. I don't want to deal
wow.
with it anymore.
Wow. Wow. That's good, Bishop. Because a lot of times that's what, you know, people are praying for. I just want relief right now from the pain.
Right.
That's what the doctors are giving you with the pain pills and all that. That temporary relief that's not total healing. And that's really good. So if you want completeness, if you want the fullness of what God has for you, then you need to hear what we're saying today, and you need to get the Kingdom Work International. I'm going to keep saying that. And you, in my father's house, you know, you got Saturday, you got Sunday. If you in Columbus area, or, you know, we do like some of us at Kingdom Work. We don't mind driving 2 hours to my father's house in order to get what God. Come on, because if you look at the people.
Hey, Angel, look at, sir. Okay, what you just said. You don't mind driving 2 hours to get something that's personal to you. Well, look at how many people drove down. That's driving down to Houston for the Super Bowl this weekend, and they're going to spend more money, and hotel rooms and whatever else they're going to buy and support. But that's what they believe in, and they're willing to spend dollars, even thousands of dollars, because some of them are party when they. They're going to do other things when they get there, plus the money they spend for it. And then not to mention the clothing or the memorabilia that goes along with being a fan of these football teams. They're going to spend money on that and come back home and say, oh, man, we had a good time. But most of them will come back broke.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But when it comes to something that is personal to us, we let the enemy talk us out of the sacrifice. It's not just a two-hour drive. It's a sacrifice for something you really want. Let me say it like this. Anything you do that costs you something and it is a sacrifice, you have a guarantee that God's going to heal because God honors sacrifice.
Yes, he does.
And so instead of looking at what we are doing or how long it's going to take us or how much I'm doing, you ought to look at, man, look at the return I'm getting ready to get because it's a sacrifice.
Wow. That's good, Bishop. That's good. And it goes back to what you were teaching us about investment. It's an investment in yourself.
Yourself, yes.
Talk about that investment, Bishop.
Well, it's a natural term used in the business world where people are investing something that is personal to them to get a return back that's going to benefit them. And so the Lord just began to talk to me in this season that we need to change how we look about what we're doing in the church. The church is really an investment to us. And everything that we do in the church starting us is building me up. I'm investing in my health. I'm investing in my well-being. I mean, it's like a weightlifter. So to himself. He's investing in himself. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Okay. He's investing in his physical health. And as he continued to go and sacrifice that time to go to that gym, over time, it doesn't happen overnight, but over time, you begin to see a change in his physical body. Did it just happen because he laid down every night? No. It happened because he invested time and energy to build up his body. And what you see in the end is the result of what he invested. Well, if you take that same mentality and bring it into church, that every time I go to Bible study, I'm investing in myself.
Ooh.
Every time I go to work, when I go to worship service, I'm investing into myself. And over time, things are going to start changing because when I invest, there's always going to be a return.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that's how you look at the church. That's how you got to look at the word. That anytime I spend in the word of God, I am investing in myself. Now, I want to ask a very important question. Who in this world is most important to you?
Mm.
If you don't say yourself, if you don't say yourself, what's wrong with you? There's nobody more important in this world than me, to me.
Right,
so that's
right. That's good.
And to make sure I'm all right, I'm healthy, I'm living as long as I possibly can live and live the best I can live and live fabulously because I'm important to me. So whatever I got to do to make sure I'm all right, I don't care who don't like it. I don't care who walks away from me because you're not investing in me, so I'm not worried about what you're doing. I'm investing in me, so therefore I'm taking the most important thing to me in this world, and that's me, myself, and I.
Wow, that's good, Bishop. I was telling someone, I believe it was yesterday, that you know you're called to a nation, and so if you don't take care of you, not only will you miss out, but the people that you're called to will miss out too, because now you're not around or you're down and sick and out, and so you can't do what you were chosen and called to do if you don't take care of you. So investing in yourself is also investing in a nation of people, because that's who we're called to. Whatever God has called or chosen you to do, you can't do it if you don't have time to invest in yourself. We will a lot of times, you know, put other people and other things before ourselves. But that's not really, you know, helping anybody. You know what I'm saying? In the long run, it's not really helping anybody. You're thinking that you're doing something good and you're doing a good deed. But if you don't stop and take time to take care of you, then you're not really helping anybody, because the same person that's doing the giving is now no longer in a position to give because you didn't stop and take time to invest in yourself.
So true. So true. That is so even when we look at our stars and famous people, we must understand that they're famous because they took time to invest in themselves. They took time to put in their minds and in their spirits what they needed to keep us attracted to their craft, their art, their gift. It's like LeBron James. As famous as he is now today, if he didn't take the time to invest in his career, he wouldn't be the superstar that he is now. Nobody would be supporting him. So everybody doing something to invest in themselves to some degree. So why don't we have that same mentality when it comes to God? That if we say we're Christians, we need to do what is necessary to invest in our career or who we are as a Christian, so we can be the very best that we can possibly be.
Amen. And we have some callers on. If you would like to ask Bishop a question or speak to Bishop or talk with us this morning, you can press 1, and we'll take your calls or your questions. You up to answering some questions this morning, Bishop?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm telling you, I have truly been blessed by, and I knew I would be, by this broadcast on this morning. And I know that you are helping somebody. And we're blessed because we get to have them every weekend and all during the week.
so we get
blessed all the time by the words that are coming out of your mouth and Apostle Zoe's mouth. And I just want our listeners to experience what, you know, we experience on a weekly basis. You were with just on fire to inspire on Tuesday night. And I'm telling you, my God, that was amazing. We were very encouraged by that interview on Tuesday night. So we had to bring you back this morning. So our listeners, and just know that if you missed this broadcast this morning, it will be on replay. So you will get to continue to listen to this and be encouraged over and over again by the words that are coming out of his mouth. And I told you, you was going to get wise counsel this morning. So I promise you, if you take heed to it and listen and obey, your life is going to change for the better, you know. And
yes,
you talked about the Super Bowl. A lot of people, they might have not made it to Houston, you know, but they're gathering together somewhere, you know, and spending time and getting it together so that they can be in front of that television on Sunday for Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? That it, a one-time life event. But you're talking about something that is not one time. You're talking about something that's going to be continuously
in
your life. If you take heed, you will continuously be filled, continuously be healed.
Yes.
Is that not right?
That is so true, so true.
So it's worth the investment for something that is going to be a continuation in your life.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so speak to somebody, you know, that's listening, you know, like you said, that have kind of like really, you know, giving up or at their wit's end. You know, I keep thinking about the woman with the issue of blood, you know. They said she had to spend all her money. She had to went to all the doctors, you know.
Right.
But her mentality was, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made whole.
Yes.
I just need to speak to somebody right now that could be at their, you know, that have tried everything. And everything has failed them. And
mm-hmm.
but they still have the opportunity to try God.
Well, that's a wonderful question. I would say this: in looking at the story of the woman with the issue of blood, everything she did in the natural ran out. Money, going to the doctors, which she did. We're not knocking the doctors. I thank God for the doctors, because to me, the doctors let me know exactly what areas I need to be praying for and concentrating on by telling me exactly what's wrong with me.
Right.
Amen. I don't want to be praying for a knee problem when I got an ear problem. Are you hearing what
right.
I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, but when you look at the woman with the issue of blood, everything in the natural ran out. The only reason why people give up, hear me when I say this, is because they feel like they have no more options.
Wow.
That's what caused people to give up, commit suicide, throw in the towel, don't want to do it anymore, because you feel like you have no more options and everything has dried up. But this woman teaches us a valuable lesson. When everything runs out in the natural, you always have other options, and that's God.
Mm.
And I hate to say it that way, but most people don't try God until they done tried everything else. But
wow,
my advice is, I wait till everything run out to come to God. He's available 24/7 at any time. You just have to turn your attention to him and do what he says do, and you can get what he has for you. So I'm trying to tell somebody today, you got another option. You don't have to put up what you're dealing with. You don't have to maintain. You ain't got to live with. You can get completely healed, totally delivered from it all. If you just look to this option, which is called Christ, you have another option. Do not throw in the towel. Do not give up and say, well, I'm just going to live with it. Devil is a lie. I come against that mentality. I bind that kind of talk, because you have another option, and that is Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen. And if you're like me, Bishop, that's my only option. I don't even have any other options. Jesus Christ is my only option. But for those of you that have tried other things, yes, Jesus is the answer. We have a caller, and we're going to bring them on and let them speak to you. Bishop, you ready?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
All right. Good morning. You're in tune to Totally Healed.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I just had a question for the bishop.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You said when you were talking about investing in yourself I took it as loving yourself and caring for yourself. But is it a sin to God to want to provide and to want to give, but in expense of yourself? Is like in sacrifice of yourself? Is that wrong?
No, sir.
When you said like how you have.
Go ahead.
When you were saying about the natural, you were saying your natural resources, when your natural resources run out, the money run out, or certain things run out, and you have this mm-hmm. mentality of, you know, I have to survive, and I have to go and do whatever it takes to stay afloat.
Right.
Is it a sin to want to just give and want to provide and gather up all your natural resources in the expense of yourself, your mental health or your emotional health or things of that nature?
Is it a sin to do that? Okay, help me understand what are you saying when you say gather all of your resources? What are you talking about there?
In a scenario where you may be facing financial difficulties. And you may have to meet financial obligations, and is it a sin to for people that's going through financial things, and is it a sin to want to have the urgency or the need to have to gather natural resources and go like you're running on this treadmill to have to live and survive? Is it a sin to give yourself up at an expense in order to do those things?
Okay, I got you now. Let me say it like this right here. To people that don't know, you do what you can with the information that you have. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But when it comes to Christ comes to give us a better option, a better way. We don't have to do things that are not pleasing to God when we come into the presence of the Lord. That's the purpose of having a relationship, because He's going to teach us how to do what we need to do and the ways to do it. Because it's like there's a scripture that says when John came on the scene, the forerunner of Christ, he said, repent, which means change your mind, stop doing what you're doing, and pick up another course of action. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What is he saying? There's a better way to do what you're trying to do. There's a better way to live. There's a better way to respond to crises in your life. That's what he's saying. So when we come into the presence of God, when we come into the church, the preached word, the taught word, the prophetic word, teaches us how to live in this earth, but with a kingdom mentality. There's a different way.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me say it like this right here. I use this analogy in my newcomers class about the kingdom of heaven. If you take a man that has a shovel digging a ditch, that's his only job, is to dig a ditch. Okay?
Yes, sir.
That's man's doing it, because he has to work manually with a shovel to dig a ditch. Well, here comes the kingdom of God, and now he's being presented with a tractor to do the same thing he's doing with that shovel. Which one do you think he'll use?
That's good, Bishop.
Which one do you think he'll use? Huh?
The tractor.
He'll use the tractor. Well, that's what the kingdom of heaven is like. It's a better way, an easier way of doing what you're supposed to do anyway. Why sit there and dig with a shovel when you can sit up there and operate the tractor and let the tractor work for you?
Wow. That's good, Bishop.
Does that make sense? Mike, does that make sense?
Yes, sir. It makes a lot of sense. It's a lot easier,
great
too.
There you go. There you go.
Amen. Wow.
Well, praise the Lord.
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
Did that answer your question, Mike?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Thank you, Bishop. It makes a lot of sense.
You so welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in. We got another caller that has raised their hand. Thank you, Michael.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
We are good. It's Miss On Fire to Inspire. Yes,
it is. It is. One and the same. One and the same. I tell you, y'all, I got in a little late, but y'all just got me just burning. And I said, oh, my goodness. I said, Bishop just broke it down to him. He said, with that first analogy, you were just surviving, but God was showing you how that you can thrive. Man, I'm about to start running up in here. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I want you to just survive. He wants you to thrive because he's equipped you for thriving. So I just praise God for y'all. I praise God for you, Bishop, for joining the show this morning, because you have truly been a blessing.
Wow,
yes,
thank you.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Woo. Yes, yes, yes. Bishop, I think you engaged some people to run in anointing this morning.
Oh, Jesus. I'm working on that carpet anointing now. So if they let me keep talking, they'd be laying on the carpet.
On the carpet anointing, yeah, see, that's what they're working on that part. They're going to go from the running anointing to the carpet anointing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell
you,
they're going to go there later now. They're going to go there later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just want to, you know, just say that's what I heard when he said, brought that analogy down to him with the shovel and then the tractor. I said, ooh, he just moved from surviving to thriving. Ooh, wee.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes. Well, I thank you all again, and I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you for tuning in and calling in, Miss On Fire.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you. All right.
All right. Glory to God. That was powerful, Bishop. I couldn't have put that better myself. I think he got it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yes, sir. If there are no more callers that want to call in and speak with Bishop, I want you to pray for the people for me, Bishop, before we get out of here this morning. Pray healing, and I don't know who all is listening, but if God, you know, leads you, I'm pretty sure you'll hit all of it. And just begin to pray for the people for me this morning.
All right. Okay. Well, let's pray then. Father, in the Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this show, and we thank you for the host of the show, how you have placed in her heart to open up an avenue for your gospel to get out. We thank you right now, God, because your glory is being filled into this earth, and we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. It's already released in the atmosphere over those that need your touch. Right now, God, we ask you touch from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. God, do a spiritual x-ray. If you find anything in their body, in their mind, in their spirit, God, remove it right now. We come against every sickness. We bind every disease. Oh, God, we come against everything in the blood. We bind it in Jesus' name, and we release complete healing in Jesus' mighty name. I give you praise now that somebody, even now while we are speaking, is receiving a supernatural divine touch from heaven concerning their physical body. God, somebody's been healing in their mental, in the mental capacity. Somebody's being healed in their mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you God, that you're able to mend broken bones in the mighty name of Jesus. I release it. This name, God, most of all, I thank you for healing hurting hearts who've gone through some traumatic situations, who've gone through some horrific situations, God, and their hearts were left broken. They've been left, they've been dropped, they've been abandoned. But God, I stand the forefront right now to heal that broken heart.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I pray that they receive it right now. And if they receive it, it's already done. In Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Bishop. Glory to God. I know that y'all felt the power of God in that prayer, and it hasn't gone out through the airways, and it hasn't gone out in the atmosphere. And so I just believe people are going to be getting healed from that prayer all and this show all week long. Yes, sir. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tell them one more time where they can reach you, if they want to talk to you, if they want to find you on social media, if they want to come visit one of your churches. We got one church in two locations. We're in Conyers, and we're in Columbus. Amen. Give them some information.
Well, the physical address in Columbus is my father's house, 3604 Macon Road, Columbus, Georgia. Service is on 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. Also, on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, but I do Bible study on Periscope, _Leggett on Periscope, and you can see us anywhere that when we are on Periscope. That's a wonderful tool of technology for ministry today, praise the Lord. Not only that, but you can go on my Father's House webpage. That's our webpage, our Facebook page, Bishop Leggett on Facebook. You can message me, inbox me. I believe in praying for people. If you want prayer, just message me or inbox me, and we are touching and believing God for your healing and your deliverance. I think that's about it. I'm not on Twitter or what's that, the other one? Instagram. I don't know why the Lord has never moved me to do it, but Facebook and Periscope, I'm very heavy on it. Praise the Lord. Also, the website is bishopleggett.com. Bishopleggett with one G, LEGETTE.com. And you can see our events, where I'm going to be ministering, where we're going to be at during the course of time. There, you can find out where we are. And if you know where we are, please come see us. I would love to meet you.
And what do you minister at on Saturday nights?
Don't tell my wife. Kingdom Works International, 1303 Parker Road, here in Conyers, Georgia. 7 o'clock p.m., Saturday night live. Every Saturday night. And trust me when I tell you, when we say live, it is all the way live. I'm telling you, there has been an explosion when both churches have come together. They're working together. And I'm telling you, God is honoring the unity, because he's just doing some amazing things. People are joining the church. People's faith levels are rising up. Many miracles and blessings are taking place. So many wonderful testimonies. I mean, supernaturally, finances are showing up. You yourself that as well. So
yes,
I'm telling you, it's absolutely phenomenal what the Lord is doing, and we are excited about it.
And they got to come. Just like in the Bible, when they were trying to get to that pool, then they got to get to Parker Road. They got to come. You can hear about it all day long, but you got to come and experience a move of God for yourself. And I tell you, I love how it overflows from Saturday night onto Sunday morning down in Columbus, Georgia. So I tell you, I say it's one church in two locations. That's how I look at it. One church in two locations. And I tell you, if you can't make it Saturday night, then get to Columbus Sunday morning, because I'm telling you, we are experiencing the overflow in Columbus. And tell them about your appreciation that's going on all month.
Well, the Lord give us a schedule. We normally people have it during 1 week of the month for their anniversary, but the Lord just put in our spirit to have it every Friday of the month. So 4 Fridays out of February, because February is my birthday month anyway. February the 14th is my birthday. And so every Friday night in this month, we have wonderful speakers coming. Apostle Rogers from last night blessed us tremendously, a good friend of mine. She lives here in the Atlanta area as well. And she came in last night, brought her church, and they blessed us real good. She gave us a mighty, mighty word. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And have Bishop, my presiding bishop, my uncle from New York City, Greater Highway, is going to be this Friday preaching the gospel. And trust me, let me say, you're talking about an icon in the gospel. This man is certainly every bit of the word icon. He has been walking in holiness. He's been walking in a strong anointing for years. And he's 70 years old, his angel. 70 years old. Still preaching like he's 35.
Praise God.
It's awesome. Bishop Q.S. Caldwell, Celebration of Praise, is going to be with us on the third Sunday from Albany, Georgia. Him and his family, they're going to be there. And Apostle Bishop Anias Hassel from right there in Columbus, Georgia, a good friend of mine. We are collegiate brothers in the gospel. He's going to be with us on the fourth Friday night. So if you can get there, if you missed last night, you got three more Friday nights to get in the place and experience a mighty move.
Amen, amen. And you, if you find them on Periscope, if you just can't get in there, you can watch the services on Periscope on Friday night. I got an opportunity to watch it on last night because I didn't make it to Columbus, and it was absolutely awesome. It was awesome, and I truly enjoyed it. Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning, Bishop. You know, before this year is out, we're going to have you back, and we love you much, and you have been a blessing to our listening audience, and I know that someone was encouraged and blessed and healed this morning, and you have a wonderful rest of the day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you so much. We're praying for you.
Yes, sir. God bless.
All right.
See y'all again next Saturday morning at 11 a.m.